It's 78 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The Nashville Electric Service is cutting down more trees and limbs across town under a new policy. After record outages during the ice storm in January, NES expanded the zone between trees and utility lines from 10 feet to 15 feet. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that residents and advocates say there's been a lack of communication and transparency about the decision.
Philip Lenner got a notice from NES on his door last month.
I think it just said, like, tree removal.
He lives in East Nashville on a street filled with mature trees. But recently, NES thinned out about a dozen on his block, including one of his hackberries that's closest to the street. It now appears lopsided, and he watches it nervously during thunderstorms.
The tree will bend in the wind to the point that it'll cross my driveway toward my house, and I'm definitely worried it's going to come down.
Now he plans to pay for it to be cut down. He thinks NES should have just done that instead of trimming it in a way that makes it vulnerable to disease or falling. Lenner says NES seems to be in a reactive stance to trees after facing criticism earlier this year.
This seems like swinging the pendulum way, way the other side, and I feel like I'm being left to shoulder liability that, in my opinion, should be theirs, and that's frustrating.
The Cumberland River Compact and the Nashville Tree Conservation Corps sent a letter to NES in April requesting a temporary moratorium on trimming. Corps Director Stephanie Mankey says NES has not provided the science for the new policy.
Even just the move from 10 feet to 15 feet clearance, what's the why behind it? They say they're doing the reviews, they say they're doing it all by data, but we haven't seen it.
NES did not directly respond to WPLN about what data was used to change trimming standards. Mankey says a temporary pause on cutting would allow time to gather that information and engage with the public. Especially since it's not just limbs. Some people have gone to work and come home to a front yard with a missing tree. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.